quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running, even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with, actually right now, Josh Nason. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Man, we got a lot to talk about, don't we? We got a lot to talk about here today. In the final segment of the show, we're going to be joined by Chris Jericho. That's right. We're talking to Chris Jericho about a new documentary that you can watch on Tubi about Vietnam Pro Wrestling, which is a very, very fun documentary. So Jericho's going to join us in about a half hour. And prior to that, we got a lot of big news. And I know that some of you are sitting here thinking, I know what Brian's going to talk about all day today. He's going to talk about how he is the new Relentless Wrestling Pacific Northwest Champion. Look at that. Huh? I know you think that I'm just going to sit here and brag about this all day. I know you think I'm just going to sit here and talk about how I got the submission in the match that we had this weekend. But the reality is we do have a lot of news to talk about here today. So, unfortunately, this will have to take second place to all of that. Because we do have to talk about tonight's Monday Night Raw. We got a lineup for the show. We got to talk about NXT. We got to talk about Dynamite. Of course, we got big shows coming up. AEW All In. And NXT Heat Wave. Triple Mania. And we've got to talk about the G1. Which featured an incredible G1 final. That I got a lot to talk about. But when we come back from the break, Filthy Tom is on the air. And even though I spent a lot of time talking about my new Relentless Wrestling Championship here, I'll give him a couple of moments to brag before we get into the news. So that's after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, as is my beautiful, relentless Pacific Northwest Championship back there by the YouTube plaque. And I did, Tom, when you were not here, I spent the first segment of this show crowing about my win, bragging about it, and I do want to be a fair man, Tom. I do want to give you an opportunity to brag, but I think it's very important. We have a lot of actual news to get into here today, and Chris Jericho will be joining us. So now is your opportunity to brag about how you were right about the G1 finals. Let's hear it. I heard you made a prediction and we're spot on. Is that right?
I cannot wait to get my hands around that puny little pencil neck of yours. You know, the disrespect never ends, does it, Brian? You have been sitting here talking about how you purportedly won the relentless Pacific Northwest title. First of all, what gave you the authority? For those of you that don't know, it was a mystery show. There was some commotion, and Brian apparently thinks he has the authority to make title matches. Okay, that's fine.
I did. I made the right call.
They agreed to it.
Somebody was bullying a kid. I don't like that.
In the course of the match, you got beat up for minutes upon end. Had virtually no offense whatsoever. Okay?
I had a great double enziguri.
You got away from the champion and his partner, his assistant. You made the tag to me. I ran wild. I locked in a submission hold against all odds. And the referee came to, rang the bell. I was the legal man. At no point did you tag me. At no point did you come in. It was not a Texas Tornado rules match. I don't even, you know, I was going to say I don't care. But I do care because I would love to be. I am now a former relentless heavyweight champion, and I am now the relentless Pacific Northwest champion as well. If you want to talk about important news, I think one thing that's very important is that you should get the facts straight. And the fact is that I was the legal man in that match. I think you need to talk to old Ashley Knight, the commissioner, and figure things out.
All I know is you had a silly hold on that wasn't working, and I put on a cross face, and that guy gave up. If you want to walk around with a belt, that's fine. We can be co-champions. You got that old pride belt. Why don't you wear that thing around, and I got this one, and everything's cool. Brother, I got bookings. You're not even on the next show. So, like, I don't want to hear about it, dude.
It's because I have bookings.
I got it handled. I got this situation handled. But we have to talk about the G1 final, dude, because that was maybe one of my favorite matches of the entire year. What'd you think?
Fantastic.
Tell us what you predicted and what happened.
Well, I predicted exactly what happened. Why don't you...
The headlock finish?
I 100% predicted that.
You predicted the headlock
finish. I predicted on Friday's show, because if you were a professional, you would know.
I was unavailable. I couldn't listen to it, but go ahead.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that it's erased from the archives. It's in the ether immediately, and you can't listen to it after it happens.
Trying to be a safe driver, but anyway...
Well, I predicted exactly what went down, and that was Yuya Uemura defeating Yota Tsuji in the semifinals, not for the belt, and Oiwa defeating Callum Newman. And then I said Oiwa was going to submit Yuya Uemura in the finals with the big lock, the headlock, and by golly, after 30-plus minutes of action... And this was classic professional wrestling for 30 minutes. This is like when they did the 10-minute call, Chris Charlton goes, what? I thought it was only 5 minutes.
Dude, when they did the 30-minute call, I watched this on the treadmill. I was like, I'm going to do the treadmill until this match is over. They did that 30-minute call, and I was like, what? 30 minutes have gone by already? And sure enough, I mean, listen... This match, the thing that was most notable to me about this match is, like, I can watch all of these great matches, and I can see all of these big spots and these big moves, and, like, it's great, it's fun for what it is, I enjoy it, the fans love it, I don't remember a damn thing when it's over, okay? Like, they're just cool matches and spots and moves. I watched a match here where, like, this guy was... He was utilizing a headlock, and like,
well, this is
I was
move.
Gritting he's, my teeth, like, God, he's got to just give up, dude. He's got your head, dude. Just like, give up.
He's been spamming it throughout the entire tournament.
Ugh.
Yuya Uemura, the entire tournament, has been working over people's left arm, trying to get a finish with the wrist lock. So they had already set up this perfect story, and you didn't watch Takeshita versus. Versus Oiwa, did you?
I haven't seen it. Because that two semifinals?
It was before the semifinals. It was to get into the semis, the qualification match. And it was so awesome. And this was like a version of that stepped up, you know, past the tens. 30-plus minutes, fantastic G1 final, one that people are going to be talking about forever. And I don't know what the count was, but I would say they took less than 10 bumps from high impact moves throughout the course of the match. A lot of limb work, a lot of clever reversals and counters, and spectacular. If this is the new era of strong style, as they keep saying on commentary, and Walker Stewart, Chris Charlton, chef's kiss, these guys are great together. If that is the new style, the new era of strong style, I'm all for it.
Yeah, there were, it wasn't like they only did hold. I mean, there were some dragon suplexes.
I think it was past 10 minutes when they the first strike, though.
But I mean, the point is, I mean, they sprinkled in a few high impact moves here or there, you know, a couple of lariats. I mean, you know, there were a few that, I think there was at least one where a dude did get dropped on his head, which, like, this match would have been as good or better without being dropped on your head. But, like, this was a perfect match in terms of, I mean, I don't want to say they did nothing because they did actually a lot, but I mean, there was so little high impact and it was just, it was sprinkled exactly where it needed to be. There was just enough. There was not too much. It was not too little. And it was just, it was a perfect match. I absolutely 10 stars I gave it. Hear me? 10.
I'd agree. Maybe 11.
Sure. 12 on the granny scale.
Sure.
Yeah, this match was awesome. Yeah, go out of your way to watch the G1 finals, everybody, because hopefully this is the future of wrestling. I'd be quite happy with that. Now, granted, you can't have every single match. You can't have every single match just headlocks and wrist locks. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think that everybody needs to, like, we need to back off a little bit and bring this business back to where it's sustainable, because it does kind of play off or play into everything we're talking about where, you know, WWE brought house shows back, which we've all been begging for, and they bring house shows back.
I mean,
and,
I'm okay without them.
Well, the point is,
begging for them.
I mean, they're an important thing, but, you know, people, they brought back house shows, everyone's getting hurt because no one remembers how to work like a non-kill-yourself style. And it's not like they kill themselves in WWE, but still, you shouldn't add house show tours and have a bunch of people getting hurt. So, you know, there was a time where you had to work 4 days a week and figure out how to do it safely, and I think that it would be a benefit to do all of your matches safely, even if you only work once a month. So anyway, I love the match. Everyone go watch it. When we come back, we're going to get the SmackDown report from Tom. And then in the final segment of the show, we will be joined by Chris Jericho to talk Viet Slam, a documentary about pro wrestling in Vietnam, which is a lot of fun. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, before we get into the two SmackDown, well, there's several things on SmackDown, but I had a message. You guys know Effie?
Famous
professional wrestler?
Brian, Luigi reached out to me, and I know that you've been working really hard to stand up to the bullies at your job, at work. There's a lot of bullies all around you. Brian, I gotta tell you, you gotta bully the bullies. And yeah, what I'm reading here from Luigi is that you won an award for doing it, and your friend Tom was there to cheer you on when you won the anti-bullying championship. I wouldn't be able to win the championship because I think you should bully bullies. I think bullies have to get bullied in order to be anti-bullied. And I'm anti-bully without bullying, but if you bully, I'm pro-bullying. And I want to say congrats on the championship. Luigi's proud of you. Tom is there. This is great. This does feel, is this like a Luigi Mangione thing? I hope it is. I hope I'm falling into some sort of plot. But congrats on not getting bullied anymore. And Brian, you're going to do great at whatever you're doing. Just, I would put it on your resume. Anti-bullying championship on your resume. They're going to know you mean business, and they're going to make sure not to bully around you.
Thank you, Effie.
You absconded with that belt. The only reason that belt is with you right now is because I did exactly what I was supposed to be doing the whole time and went back to the commentary booth while you disappeared and shirked your responsibilities, you little scrub.
Wow. Tom, listen, the reason I left the ring with the belt was because I took it out into the crowd to present it to the children.
And that's why you've got this Luigi sending messages to Effie.
Dude, Luigi's really happy. He was bullied.
For propaganda.
He was bullied. I stood up to the bully. I won the title, and then I went out into the crowd, and I gave the belt to Luigi. How am I the bad guy here? Well, serious question. How am I the bad guy here? I stood up to a bully. I beat up the bully. I presented the belt to the kid that got bullied, and now you're sitting here telling me, oh, you absconded with the belt. No, I took the belt to the kid that got bullied. Why don't you tell us about SmackDown before Jericho comes on?
Why isn't the kid with the that got bullied?
Hey, the kid was happy enough to contact Effie and tell him I was awesome. So, like, why don't you bring it up with the kid? Why don't you go bully the kid?
But what? Then you're going to have me do what? Beat myself up?
I don't know.
You're certainly not going to do it, you little turd.
Dude, you're my partner, brother. Don't forget.
Hey, I got another question.
Yeah.
How come my name's still not on the bumper when we come back on the radio?
Oh,
and how come on YouTube it just says Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez?
Don't look at me, but that's
not even.
No, that's on
Jared.
I can't
even get my name.
That's on Jared.
On there,
Jared,
oh,
fix
yeah.
it.
You know what? It comes down from the top, buddy.
Okay. See you SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown was a pretty loaded show on paper heading into it. Kevin Owens and CM Punk interview face to face. I believe Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes were set to go face-to-face. We also had three title matches on the schedule. Baron Corbin against Carmelo Hayes for the U.S. Championship. Corbin defending. Tiffany Stratton defending the women's U.S. title against JC Jane. And a tag title match as Damian Priest and R-Truth, who just can't keep his mouth shut, had to defend against the Viking Raiders and Tala Tonga and Tama Tonga.
Well, let's talk about Chelsea's promo. I thought this was awesome.
Yes, this was not advertised.
Vinny did not like it.
It was good.
I thought it was quite great, actually.
The biggest problem I have with the Chelsea character is just that she was just such displayed as such a non-factor and a joke for so long that to do the quick 180 and have her as the champion whenever they do, it's not, you know, it's like whenever they do that with any character, it seems out of place a little bit, but if the fans are going to cheer for anybody as an underdog, it's certainly Chelsea Green in this role. Is her face, caked with makeup on that eye, or is that legit? I mean, I know she broke her orbital bone.
Dude, when I broke my orbital bone, my eye was like black and blue for a long time. So I presume that's, I don't think they need to make that up at all. They might have added a little, but I don't think so.
Nick Aldis threatened to take the title from her. And at the end of the day, she did a great promo, talked about Nick Aldis getting his moment in the sun at SummerSlam.
Pulled a granny and guilt now, trip this guy.
And now taking her moment away from her. And at the end of the day, Nick Aldis said as the GM, he thought taking the belt from her was the right thing to do. But as the man, Nick Aldis, he doesn't care what the management thinks. And he gave her 30 days to get a face mask or whatever and defend that title.
Yeah, I mean...
but it didn't end there.
No, it didn't end there. Oh, my God.
Because
we gave her a gift, but she had to suffer one way or the other.
She was interrupted by the most unlikely of people from the back, Gunther, who came out, kind of berated her and Nick Aldis. Chelsea got in his face, said she was the only one that was a champion that was inside the ring. Eventually, Matt Cardona came out to defend his wife's honor, and then Gunther beat the crap out of him in front of Chelsea.
Oh, my Lord.
Cardona got a little bit of offense off of Chelsea distraction and then a kick to the nards and then his Rough Rider finisher, but Gunther kicked out and beat him with a Boston Crab.
Good Lord. Not only that. This guy was trying to stand up for his wife. Not only did he get just beaten senseless, but they didn't even let the guy pass out in the crab. Like, I will not give up on my wife. No, he got put in that crab. He's like, all right. All right, fine. He gave up.
It was also after Chelsea, like, begged him to get out of the ring.
God.
Like, you're not doing this. Don't do it.
This was Geek of the Week material right here, this poor guy. Holy smokes. Got to stand up to them bullies, but you got to win.
Hey, maybe he'll get his lick back.
I mean, I could give him some advice. Anyway,
go for it.
CM Punk, we got to get to this important stuff. We only have a few minutes. Kevin Owens and CM Punk, what'd you think?
Oh, my God, we do only have a few minutes. Hey, put them in the ring every week and just let them cut promos on each other. I think next week, the title match is next week, I believe.
Yeah.
This week? Oh, my God. Yeah, I think they've got to do some sort of screw job finish involving Sammy or Cody or Randy Orton or all of them and continue the storyline. I really don't think we're getting a clean one-on-one end of the feud contest next week, but I hope we don't. I'd like to see this continue on. They are great going back and forth hating each other.
All right, so the 21st is the title match. And Sunday night's main event is the 6th. So they will have 2 weeks of build for Saturday. So they have to do something that builds to some sort of match at Sunday night's main event. So could be a three-way, could be a four-way, could be another singles.
The MFTs are your new tag team champions.
Yeah.
They hit their finisher and they won.
It was time.
Poor R-Truth.
How much can you do with R-Truth and Priest? Tag team
Priest
champions.
Down in AAA doing his best work right now.
Yeah.
And also, JC Jane is your new women's champion because Tiffany Stratton made the save in that first segment where Chelsea Green, after Matt Cardona got beat up, she got, she was about to be assaulted by the Irresistible Forces. Tiffany Stratton made the save, but she got beat up. So she went into this title defense already one leg down, and there was a distraction at the end. JC Jane hit the rolling encore, and she is your new U.S. Women's Champion.
You know, we should also mention that Shinsuke has done a promo, and he's stated that his mystery partner, because he's got a mystery partner that's coming in, well, we now know he's probably coming in. His mystery partner is a ticking time bomb. So it appears that, in fact, Hiromu is just going to go straight to the main roster.
That's what you would think, but are we sure Boogs is not a ticking time bomb?
Well, I mean, he...
Because...
There's a lot of people that are ticking time bombs.
He certainly is.
But I believe, and I guess you mentioned Chaos as well. So anyway, it looks like Hiromu is going straight to SmackDown, and Evil... Apparently Evil, like, it was his call. Like, he wanted to go to NXT. Like, that's a guy that I should have talked to somehow first. I'd have warned him. But now he's stuck down there doing whatever, and Hiromu's going up to the main roster. Perhaps he will be Nox Raijin. We're going to find out.
Could be Andy Summers.
Yeah, Evil did disappear from NXT, so maybe he had his run and he's like, you know what? I changed my mind. Can I get up there to that main roster as soon as I can? What brand is Io on? She's on Raw, right?
Yes.
So he'd probably end up being on Raw as well. So that was the... and then we had the main event angle with...
it was supposed to be Cody Rhodes versus Sami Zayn, but...
And that did not happen.
No. For the number one contender ship to the title. And instead, we had a Randy Orton attack from behind on Cody Rhodes as Sami Zayn was making his entrance. And then they brawled for a while.
Tease the chair shot to the head on the steel steps. Did not deliver. But they're clearly...
I wanted
actually, they're
to
on.
See...
They're the first match announced for Sunday night's main event. So that one is official.
I was dying to see what they were going to do for that chair shot. Because the way that he was set up was like, he's deep in the crevice of the V on the stairs. And for Cody to even hit him with the chair, he would have to like angle it sideways.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he's just going to whack the metal? Is that what...
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. I'm sure they'll do it at some point. I think they've done that spot before. All right, we got to head to a break. Back in a moment with more. Chris Jericho joins us here, Wrestling Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, and Chris Jericho is joining the show. And we got a lot to talk about here today. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. I think this is the first time I've ever met Filthy Tom before. So
really?
I think so, right?
I believe so. I was trying to think about this before the show. I'm sure we've been in similar locker rooms, but you know, not always at all the AEW events. Are all the wrestlers there? So right. I'm not sure if I've run into you before, but it is my pleasure to do so right now.
Well, there you go. See, Brian, long-time you're fan, making connections here.
Golly, look at me. Man, oh, man. He's pretty antisocial, so it's a good thing he was on the show here today. You may never meet him again. You know, it's funny. You, I got this link to Viet Slam, Squashing the Cultural Gap. Mm-hmm. And when I was first sent this link, you know the old story, you don't want to judge a book by its cover?
Yeah.
I looked at the poster, and there's nothing wrong with the poster, but like I looked at the poster and I was like, what is this? Like just looking at the poster, I was like, is this like a horror film? Viet Slam? And there's like, you know, this woman's on the thing. And I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea what I was in for. And I start watching it. And we're immediately introduced to Rocky, this young man from Vietnam. And, like, it's just the story of this kid that decided, I'm going to bring pro wrestling to Vietnam for the first time in history. And it follows its journey. And it's like an awesome documentary. It's like, it's completely different than what I was expecting when I clicked that link. But it's like, you just start watching it, and he's such a likable guy, and it ends up being such a great story. I don't know if we want to spoil anything or anything, but, I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. So, tell us about Viet Slam.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and that's the reason why I wanted to make this documentary. Rocky contacted me to do Talk as Jericho about starting wrestling in Vietnam. Now, like most of us, you still think Vietnam of... you know, Full Metal Jacket and Platoon, and you're thinking of the war and the conflict from the 60s. And he basically, you know, in Vietnam is a very modern country now, but he wanted to start wrestling as a wrestler. When he looked to find a place to train, there was none because there was literally no pro wrestling in Vietnam. So as you just said, he started it. He decided to form a wrestling club. They started training themselves off of what they saw on TV and on YouTube. And then they started holding shows in dance studios on the little wee mats. And actually, that's Viva Von. That's on the cover of the poster. She contacted them because she has Vietnamese background and wanted to come wrestle there. And they're like, we'd love to have you, but we don't have a ring. There's no ring in this country, which is funny because it's like, hey, Filthy Tom, let's put on a show next week and call Brian and get a ring. There was no ring. So they put together a GoFundMe, Viva did, and they went to Singapore and took pictures of an actual ring, took it back to Vietnam and said, can you build this to a welder? And then they had to go up against the government and have the government explain to the government what they were doing, because it's a very oppressive government in Vietnam. So they basically it's just this great story about passion and following your dreams and making things happen, basically against all odds. And that's kind of where I wanted to do the story about these guys and let the world know what they've done.
Now, before you officially started training for professional wrestling, we're roughly the same age. I mean, did you do backyard wrestling?
I did, but it wasn't in a backyard. We used to do it in the gymnasium at our high school. But same, okay. Same concept.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So we have some things in common in that sense. The very beginning of this, where they have this grainy footage of these guys trying to teach themselves how to wrestle with, like, they have no idea what they're doing. And you're just like, I'm just watching some of this stuff, and it's just, it takes me back. It's like, that's exactly what we did when we were kids. It's like, we knew what we saw on television, but we didn't even necessarily know. At least I didn't. Like,
no,
you work the
either.
Left, you work the right, whatever. It was just like, we're going to try and copy these moves.
No, and that's another thing. It kind of reminded me of my story, because when I started wrestling or wanted to get into wrestling, you're talking about, it's 1988, 1989, no internet. There's no way of really doing it other than just figuring it out for yourself as you go. Where am I supposed to go to learn how to wrestle? But I knew that there was somewhere that you could go, because I'm watching TV going, well, that guy learned somewhere and this guy learned somewhere. And then you see kind of local Calgary Stampede Wrestling, and it's got a bunch of guys on there where it's like somehow they figured it out. And that's kind of what I saw in Rocky and his gang, of like, these guys had no idea how to do it. We better just figure this out. And they start doing it, like I said, with no real reason to have any success, but yet they find it. But that's the same as what we did when we were kids. You didn't know how to get into wrestling. How do you become a wrestler? You know, now you just Google it, or now everyone knows because they know everything. But back then you didn't know. And that's kind of what they had to do in Vietnam, you know, when the government didn't even understand what pro wrestling was.
In a lot of ways, it reminded me, and in the best ways, of the early days of mixed martial arts coming out of the 90s in the UFC, because that is how, in a lot of ways, I learned how to train. You would watch videos, you would watch techniques, you would go into the gym and try them. There were movies like Choke that you would watch, which I'm sure Brian has watched. There's the documentaries like The Smashing Machine, stuff like that. You would watch that and then try to actually take it back into the gym. Maybe not the abusive steroid use that they had in Smashing Machine, try to leave that out. But a lot of the techniques and tactics you would try to take back. And it was a different time. It was like the Wild West. And this brought me back to those days of my youth.
No, and that was the thing, that once again, like, you know, they've now built this company, Vietnam Pro Wrestling, where they run shows monthly, and they're running shows. They want to build it outside of just Ho Chi Minh City, to go other places in Vietnam and take it to other countries bordering, like Singapore and Malaysia and Laos, et cetera, et cetera. But you're right. It really is kind of just figuring it out as you go, with no inhibitions. And just like, once you get one little victory, then it gives you the confidence to try and get another little victory. And that's what it was like for me when I first started. All I wanted was just one match.
Yes.
If I could just have a match, that would be the biggest thing in the world. You know, you go to wrestling school and you figure out kind of how to wrestle, and then have one match, and then suddenly that, now you're addicted to it. Now, like, this crazy dream that I had to just do this once, now you realize, okay, now I can do it more. And that's kind of what these guys did each time they succeeded in something, like, to the point where, like, as they start building this company, they realize, oh, we need wrestling gear. Well, there's no wrestling gear in Vietnam. So one of the guys goes, well, I'll learn how to sew, and I'll be the seamstress of the company. Like, it's like reminding me of, like, when, like, let's put on a show, guys, you know, and I'll build the set and I'll build the costumes. And that's kind of what they have here. It's just a real down home team effort that then expanded into an actual wrestling company, much to their, you know, amazement.
You know, what's also fun about the documentary is it is a real life story, but it's a story that actually, I mean, you could have made it up like a script for a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like these kids, I mean, there's no wrestling. They decide they want to become wrestlers. They self-train themselves. They don't know what they're doing. But then suddenly, they stumble upon an actual wrestler who teaches them how to really do it.
Right.
It's like, what a cool, how about that? And that's actually what happened.
That's what happened. They find Fugo, who's a Japanese guy who ended up in Vietnam, and he becomes their sensei. And now they actually have a relationship with New Japan Pro Wrestling. Tsuji, the New Japan Pro Wrestling champion is going to VPW for an appearance. Like, they're now building relationships with other companies in Asia. And like you said, they just started just to see what happened. And the cool thing was they were big fans of wrestling, big fans of WWE. And that's why when I sent a camera crew over to film the documentary, and then, you know, I show up there for the big show and surprise them. And when I show up, they freak out. It's like, you saw it, Brian. It's like,
there's people crying.
Crying. They're screaming and going crazy. Now, this is a part because, okay, it's Chris Jericho showing up. That's great. But it's also, I'm thinking they understand now that their dream has literally come true. Because now, not only are they living their dream by doing their own shows and being pro wrestlers, but now one of the guys that they watched and admired is now in their gym to come see them do their work. And to me, I think that's what really blew their mind. It was like, this all is real now. This came true. And it's a really, like you said, it's a real inspiring story about what you can do if you really want something to happen. You go make it happen.
You know what I like too is you do some of the voiceovers for Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes.
And I have nothing against Dark Side of the Ring, anybody involved in anything like that. But like, I've been doing this for a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff, and it's just like, oh man, another show about some depressing thing in wrestling. It's like, God. But yeah. Then it's like, this is the opposite. Like, these people are so happy. Like, they're just, when you show up, they're over the moon. They just cannot believe it's like, I mean, we spoiled the ending, but that is the ending. I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but yeah, they're just so happy. It's like, this is a documentary. Like, if you're one of those people that's just like, you're sick of the Dark Side of the Ring stuff and the misery and pain and sadness of this business, like, here's a documentary about happiness in professional wrestling, which is quite frankly rare.
Well, it is, and that's why I call it squashing the cultural gap, in that you have the cultures of the West and the East that are joined together by pro wrestling, not football or soccer or a movie or whatever. It's pro wrestling. And pro wrestling is constantly, even to this day, kind of demeaned of being kind of like, you know, junk food entertainment, or, oh, it's not real. It's like, oh my gosh, you're right, it's not. It's show business. But here we have these two cultures brought together by our, you know, sport. And I just thought, man, that is so cool. Wrestling, pro wrestling of all things, is what kind of connects Vietnam with North America in this documentary.
Yeah, and Chris, like, even going back further, right, like, the style of professional wrestling that we primarily do now, I would say, originated in France in the 1800s. And I was thinking, like, that aside from doing a little bit in Russia and the Middle East, it traveled west all the way from France to the U.S. and Mexico, then to Japan, and now passing through into the other parts of the East, like in Vietnam pro wrestling. And you mentioned, you know, partnerships with New Japan. I believe Set Up in Thailand is another company. I think Taiwan, I think there's Singapore Pro Wrestling as well, Q Pro Wrestling. There's quite a few over there. And it's just amazing to think of the way that it traveled. And you are right. You mentioned in the documentary, it is a link to the Western sport.
Yeah. And I also really love the fact that, you know, I'm sure if WWE or AEW or whoever came calling, they would answer the phone. But the mission is not to go elsewhere. The mission is to grow VPW within Vietnam. And I thought that's pretty noble as well. Like, let's expand throughout the country and then connect with, like you mentioned, Taiwan and Thailand and Singapore and the Philippines and Japan. Like, it's almost creating like an Asian NWA, the way it used to be, where there was this territory and this territory, and they're all kind of, you know, interacting and relating. And I guarantee at some point, if these guys start running enough shows, New Japan will send one of the young guys there. You know, they always send the young boys away for a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
They'll utilize that. and bring in somebody from VPW to work in the New Japan dojo.
All right, well, hold that thought. We got to head right to a commercial break. Back in a moment with Chris Jericho. Viet Slam is up on Tubi right now. Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us. Chris Jericho is here. We're talking Viet Slam, Squashing the Cultural Gap. It is available right now on Tubi, Tubi.tv. You can go watch it literally as soon as the show ends. And Chris, let's get some other plugs in and anything else you'd like to get in there.
Nah, man, it's just always great talking to you guys. And like I said, yeah, if you're looking for a fun watch, Viet Slam is there on Tubi, which is cool. And what else am I plugging? Everything is great. Chris Jericho's Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea. There we go.
That's right.
There we go. We Kofi and Austin Creed are now on the cruise.
Wow. And that's October, correct?
November 7th through the 11th.
November 7th through 11th. I, in fact, have been on a Jericho cruise.
You have. It's a blast.
It was awesome. It was actually, it was quite awesome.
We got Wembley, too, coming up. That's going to be massive. I think we're over 40,000 tickets there. Hopefully, we'll get close to 50. So, it's a good time of year, for sure.
Well, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck at AEW. And everyone check out Viet Slam, the story of professional wrestling being brought to Vietnam. It is a lot of fun. It is, in fact, a feel-good story.
Yes. And I feel good I finally get to meet Filthy Tom.
That's right. Well, listen, thank you both, and thank you everybody for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.